Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if you have questions or issues you'd like to talk about with us, well, we cordially invite you to call right now. If it's 3 p.m. Central, you're hearing Basic Gospel live, and the number to call is 844-322-2742. And whether you're listening to live or a delayed broadcast, the number is the same in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Call now either way because it's Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Had an opportunity this morning to talk to one of our listeners who's a part of Basic Gospel Nation. Mm-hmm. Had a wonderful conversation. He so encouraged me and blessed me in that. But he's the first person I've talked to that's actually said I was tested positive for the coronavirus, and he spent a full month in quarantine. Mm. So he had a little office in his house, and that's where he lived for a full month.
Yeah,
had a little refrigerator in there, and had a bathroom off to the side, and his family members, you know, never went in there.
Mm.
But he was excited to report that after the full month of quarantine, he got out and was tested and confirmed that he was no longer, with the virus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the last test was negative, and he is good. He is good to go.
Good for him.
But what was so encouraging about that whole conversation with him was how focused he was on the Lord and how much the gospel message kind of anchored him during that time.
Sure.
I mean, one of the things about being quarantined is the isolation and the loneliness.
Yeah.
But he was very grateful for his support group, his family. Mm-hmm. They would always connect with him by phone or FaceTime or whatever it was. So he always felt loved. But the thing that really got to him was the fact that Jesus was with him.
Yeah.
The fact that Jesus was right there every step of the way. And as he just expressed his faith, as he just expressed the hope that had anchored his soul during that time, it just really encouraged me. That's what I love to see as far as people are concerned, that they've heard the gospel, they know the love of Jesus Christ, and they apply it. They live it out. So that's what Hear It, Believe It, Live It is all about. We hear the good news. We recognize, hey, this is a story about Jesus. This isn't about me. This isn't about a religion. This isn't about, you know, some rules and rituals that we follow or live by or that sort of thing. This is about Jesus. This is his story. This is his good news to us. And so we hear that, and then we say, do I believe what he has said about himself? Do I believe what he's done on our behalf? And as we come to that point and say, yes, I believe, that's when salvation occurs, and we receive that good news. We receive that life of Jesus Christ, and then we can live it out. So when we receive it, we become a brand new creation. We've given a brand new identity. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to talk about today, is this new identity that we have in Christ. And when we understand this identity, it doesn't matter what life throws our way. We can rest assured that God is always there with us, that nothing can separate us from the love of God, and that we have someone that we can turn to, someone that we can entrust ourselves to help get us through those circumstances. So in Romans chapter 8, and this is the resource that we have for you this month, it's When God Is For You, and we would love to put that in your hands, and Bob, you'll have information about that
sure. In
just a few minutes. But here's what Paul writes about our identity in Christ Jesus. He said, and this is verse 14 of Romans chapter 8, For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Mm-hmm. So yesterday we talked about the fact that we came into this world in the flesh. We were controlled by the desires of the flesh. We lived to gratify the desires of the flesh. That was the realm that we lived in. But that changed when we trusted the good news of Jesus Christ. We were taken out of the flesh, had received a circumcision of the heart, and that we were placed in the Spirit. So our new realm of existence, our new realm of life is in the Spirit. and we are led by the Spirit of God, no longer led by the desires of the flesh. We're right. led by the Spirit of God. And those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. So we have a new identity. We've been born again into the family of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. So God has sent his Spirit to take up residence in us, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. We know we belong. We know we're part of the family of God because of the testimony of God's Spirit with our spirit. And it says the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. So when we hear the news about Jesus and we respond in faith, something happens to us. We don't just get a golden ticket to grant us entry into heaven when we die. No, something takes place on the inside. Yeah. We're made new, and we're a different species of human being, so to speak.
Yeah.
And because of that, we've been given a new identity. We are called children of God. The Spirit of God bears witness to that truth. Time and time and time again,
yeah.
he continually bears witness with our human spirit that indeed we are children of God. So when times get tough, sometimes we wonder about the love of God. Sometimes we wonder if we even belong to God, if we're a part of the family. Well, we don't have to wonder very long. Why? No. Because the Spirit of God is there to assure our hearts and to confirm once again that we truly are children of God, and it's by him that we cry out, Abba, Father.
And that's the message that we proclaim each day here at Basic Gospel, everybody. And just to underscore what Bob is saying, our purpose here at Basic Gospel is to produce programming and resources that have direct meaning and impact, serving the needs of you, our listeners and supporters. And one of those recent things that we believe does that, especially in this time of distress over the virus issue, as Bob was saying, is the in-depth study of Romans 8 that he has produced, and it's called When God Is For You. We believe that the truth of this study will anchor you to the love of Jesus Christ and ground you in faith as we move through these unsettling days. When God is for you, and for our supporters, we want to send you a copy to say thanks for your gift during the month of April. Just click donate when you visit basicgospel.net, and be assured that your gift will help us reach out to people around the world with the truth of God's love in Jesus Christ. So be sure to request your copy of When God Is For You when you make your April donation at basicgospel.net. Well, again, 844-322-2742. We have an open line for you right now. Bob?
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to our phone lines and talk to Ray, listening to us in Plano, Texas. Hi, Ray.
Hello, Ray.
Yes, how y'all doing?
We're doing well. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. One more question. Just a question about the tithe today. When it said in Medicare,
right.
10%. Do that still apply today? Paying 10%, but I do hear some people say just pay what you can, you know. So
well, the real,
that still apply today.
Well, the real question, Ray, is this. Which covenant do you live in today? Do you live in the old covenant or do you live in the new covenant? And
well, I thought, go ahead.
Well, go ahead, answer that.
Oh, I thought it was both. I thought, you know, because I hear Jesus coach the, I live in the New Testament, upon the grace, the New Testament, but I still hear Paul coach sometimes the Old Testament and Jesus quoted the Old Testament. So,
well, certainly they quoted the Old Testament, and that Old Testament, all of it, the law and the prophets point us to Jesus Christ. As the writer of Hebrews says, the law is a shadow of the good things to come. They're not the realities themselves. But when Jesus came and died on a cross, here's what the book of Hebrews says, that he set aside the first covenant in order to establish the second. We also see in Hebrews chapter 8 that this old covenant, this new covenant, made the old one obsolete, and what is obsolete is disappearing and will soon fade away. So Jesus Christ set aside the old And the reason he set aside the old is because he fulfilled it in its entirety. When he died on the cross, he fulfilled the old covenant. So the wages of sin was death. He took your sins, he took my sins, and bore those sins in his body, and he died.
Right.
So the wages of sin was satisfied, and in that death, his blood also ratified the new covenant. So it's this new covenant that we live in today. Now, Paul differentiates between the old and the new, and he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 that the old is a covenant of death, it's a ministry of condemnation, and it's a ministry of death. But this new covenant is a ministry of the Spirit, and it's a ministry of life. So we died in Christ, and that old covenant was fulfilled in us because we died in Christ, and now we've been made alive by the Spirit of God. We've been regenerated. We've been made new creatures in Christ. And now, as new creatures in Christ, we live in the new covenant. Now, in this new covenant, we have a new priesthood. So the Levitical priesthood ceased, and the tithe was specifically related to the Levitical priesthood. God required it of the people of Israel to support the Levites. That was their food substances, and that's what they used for the sacrificial system and the religious life of the people. So now that the old has been fulfilled, we live in the new. We have a new priest. His name is Jesus Christ, and he tells us, according to Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9, that we should excel in the grace of giving. So we respond to the Spirit of God living in us, and we allow the Spirit of God to move us to give of our resources. Now, he doesn't say anything about an amount. He simply says, I want you to give with the attitude of joy, cheerfulness, and I want you to give in abundance. I want you to give generously. I want you to excel in the grace of giving. So I think as we grow in our understanding of the love of Jesus Christ, as we recognize this union that we now have with Christ through his Spirit, and as the love of God that's been poured out in our hearts, takes more and more control in our lives, then I think our giving is going to take on a whole new meaning to us.
Right.
It's not going to be one out of obligation. It's going to be one out of sheer joy. And the joy is going to be in the giving itself, that you have the opportunity as a human being to take of your resources and meet the need of someone else, or to support the proclamation of the gospel, or whatever you're choosing, led by the Spirit, to invest your money in.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I sure thank you. Appreciate that.
You are welcome, Ray. Let me put you on hold. We have a great little booklet called Giving the New Covenant Way, and I would love to just send that to you, our compliments, simply for calling today. And that resource is available to anyone. It's one of our free resources. So if anyone out there has a question about tithing, about how to give, we would love to put this in your hands. It is called Giving the New Covenant Way. Just send me an email, bob@basicgospel.net. That's bob@basicgospel.net, and we will put it into your hands as quickly as possible.
Yes, indeed. Ray, hope that gives you some freedom. And thanks for calling. Thanks for reaching out. If you have further questions, well, call us just like you did today. 844-322-2742. We have open lines about 14 past 3 Central Time. And if you're hearing the broadcast at that time, well, that's the live broadcast, and we want to hear from you. 844-322-2742. In the meantime, a couple of calls came in overnight. Bob, let's listen to one right now.
Good afternoon. My question is, how do you get filled with the Holy Spirit? Thank you. Bye.
Well, that's a great question. It is really a very practical question, and it's something that we all want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, before we get into answering that particular question, we need to make sure that we understand that all of us who come to Christ by faith are indwelt by the Holy Spirit. So the moment we're saved, we're made alive together with Christ. We're given the righteousness of Christ. We're made holy because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And all of that was so that God could send his Spirit to take up residence in us. So we have become the temple of God. So Paul talks about that in 1 Corinthians 3, chapter 3 and chapter 6. So individually, we're the temple of God, and our spirits are in union with God's Holy Spirit. And then corporately, as a body of Christ, we are the temple of Christ. So Jesus, when he looked at that temple, he said, "Tear that down in 3 days, and I will rebuild it." And he was referring to his body. And so his body is the new temple of God. It's the new dwelling place of God's Spirit. That's you and that's me. So we're all indwelt by the Holy Spirit. And in being indwelt by the Holy Spirit has poured the love of God into our hearts. Mm-hmm. So we have the love of God in our hearts. That's just the result of being made new in Jesus Christ. So being filled with the Holy Spirit is simply being controlled by the love of God. So Paul talks about that in Ephesians chapter 5. He's talking about relationships that we have one with another, brother to sister in Christ, brother to brother in Christ, sister to sister in Christ. How do we relate one to another as Christians in this body of Christ? Well, it says, I want you to be filled with the Spirit. Well, what does that mean to be filled with the Spirit? It means to be filled with the love of God. So this is something that as we walk by faith, as we walk in dependence upon Jesus Christ day in and day out, the byproduct of that is being controlled by the Spirit of God. So the Spirit of God is going to teach us about the love of God. And as we trust and as we just simply live as children of God in dependence upon Jesus Christ, we're going to see love taking up more and more space in these minds of ours, and love starting to shape our decisions on how we treat one another. And it's not an ushy-gushy feeling. It's really an action.
Yeah.
And then as we act in love one toward another, then we're going to have a growing affection one toward another. So that's how this works. So how are we filled by the Spirit? Simply by depending upon the love of Christ for you every day. As you depend upon the love of Christ, you're going to grow in your knowledge of the love of Christ. And as you grow in your knowledge of the love of Christ, then that's going to be the motivating force in your decisions one toward another.
Absolutely. Great answer, Bob. Thank you for that. And we hope that this caller, that that's a help to you. And if you have further questions, don't hesitate to reach back out again. Friends, the Basic Gospel YouTube channel is brimming with insightful teaching, videos that answer just about any question you might have about the Christian life, and we hope you'll take full advantage of it because it's there to serve you, and it is free. There's a list of recent videos that you can find on our homepage right now, as a matter of fact, at basicgospel.net. Whether it's hard passages, salvation, anxiety, depression, you name it, you'll find the answer in these videos posted there to encourage and equip you to grow in God's grace. You can link from the homepage, basicgospel.net, or by visiting basicgospel.net/YouTube. Either way, it's a great way, and we would love for you to take full advantage of those videos that Bob Christopher has produced. Well, again, a call that came in overnight. Let's listen to this one.
Hi, this is Serene calling from Las Vegas. I just wanted to know if you guys had any better information about the intensity of this coronavirus 19, because there are many areas that would like to open up to businesses, and I want people to have confidence to be able to open up to businesses, and yet my grandson and other people are freaking out that you can't do that. But this is all coming down. Anyway, I just thought I would ask you, please, what you think about this. Thank you. God bless. Bye.
I think much of the nation's ready to get back to work.
Well, yes, there's certainly this pent-up anxiety of wanting to, you know, get outside and to get back to work and those sort of things. And certainly there are some states that are starting to open up their states for business. I know Georgia and I think South Carolina and Tennessee, mm-hmm. Their governors have laid out a plan to open up various businesses and that sort of thing. But when they talk, there's always caution in these plans that we still need to abide by the social distancing guidelines. We still need to abide by the hygienic guidelines. Yeah. We need to wash our hands. We need to cover our mouths when we cough or whatever it might be. And we're going to have to individually, as believers, and I'm going to talk to believers here right now, I think individually we need to trust the leading of the Spirit in our lives. Now, there's going to be some that are going to be more willing to get out and try to start life, mm-hmm. get life back to normal.
Yeah.
There are a lot of other people that are going to be a little more fearful to do that. They're going to be a little more cautious. And what we're going to see in these individual decisions that people are starting to make, and there's going to be a lot of judgment going back and forth,
mm-hmm.
Finger pointing. You shouldn't be doing that. This is a dangerous disease. You need to proceed with more caution. And somebody else may look at the one who is still going to stay at home and mm-hmm. say, "Hey, you need to take some risk and get out there and get life back to normal, so that we can really get over this and move on." But what it gets down to, we all need to recognize that this is a serious matter. This is not something that we should take lightly. It can spread. We've seen it spread rapidly, mm-hmm. and we've seen it spread, in great numbers in various hot spots around the country. It hasn't spread so quickly in other spots. Why? Because people started with the guidelines a little sooner,
mm-hmm.
So they've been able to mitigate and to hold the numbers down low. So I think we need to all proceed with caution. Whatever decisions are being made by those in leadership in your particular state, proceed with caution.
Yeah.
Take this upon your shoulders. As a matter of fact, the whole American experiment has been an experiment in virtue, human virtue. We have freedom that was won for us. We have a Constitution and a Declaration of Independence that orders what that freedom looks like. But it really rests upon the shoulders of the people, the virtue within the citizenry.
Yeah.
And so we need, I think, as Christians, to exercise virtue in this, mm-hmm. and to not be reckless in the decisions. Now, that doesn't mean some decisions might be a little more adventuresome than others.
Yeah, right.
But we should allow for some freedom. Some freedom there going forward.
And with freedom and liberty comes responsibility,
yes,
as
indeed.
Well. So we need to, as Bob was saying, we need to be guided by the Holy Spirit within and listening to the leaders that He has put in place for us. Well, that's it for this edition, everybody. A reminder that if you have questions or concerns, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you and discuss your particular question or life issue on the air here at Basic Gospel. Again, that number in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.